Erin Mullen still sick. It's the worst flu she's ever had in her entire life, so look out for it. You don't want to get it.
Does sound now. Our producers are starting to drop. I'm getting nervous. Send us some flowers. So it's Erin Mullen at The Footy Show.
You know what? My wife said something which was terrible last night.
What?
She said, because my son was concerned that I might get the flu, and my wife said he doesn't get sick. And you know what she didn't do?
Touch wood.
She didn't touch wood afterwards.
Yeah, madness.
I said, you must touch wood.
You must touch it.
And she said, I'm not touching wood. You don't get sick. So I had to touch wood on behalf of her.
It doesn't work.
And I got my son to touch wood.
Oh, no.
We might touch wood.
No, it's whoever says it has to touch it.
I know.
As the old saying goes.
She didn't touch the wood. You got to touch the wood.
Even if you're in the kitchen.
Find some wood. Open one of the drawers and find a wooden spoon.
Nice.
And wrap your hand around.
Hello.
Now, hey, the Justin Bieber news has just broke. We need to talk to Justin Bieber fans because we believe we can make you happy.
Yes. No, you don't need to touch wood. Are you a Justin Bieber fan? Yes, you've heard that news, but we've got something to make you happy again.
So terrible Justin Bieber news broke overnight. He has just officially cancelled his Australian tour. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause
I'm missing more than just your body. Yeah, bad news.
People are devastated all over this great nation.
Yep.
We're going to talk to someone who's devastated on behalf of someone else, I believe, in a minute. But, Lou, you're producing for us today, and is this the saddest news you've ever heard?
Well, the worst part is that it's the second time that this news has been ripped out from underneath me, because he cancelled the tour and then said that the Australian and New Zealand tour would continue. And then so this is the second time I've had to go through heartbreak in 2022.
Dear.
So there's no hope, is there?
Well, he's saying he's coming back in March 2023, but, you know, that's a long way away. I believe when I saw him 3 years ago is probably the last time that I'll ever see him live again.
Now, do you believe that he will come back and do those concerts?
I honestly don't. And I bought VIP tickets. I bought two.
How much were they?
About $800 each.
And my God!
What do you get for your what's the VIP experience?
Well, so I was torn because I wanted to do the proper VIP where you get a photo with him and nine people, but
strangers. So you've got nine other people you don't know.
Yeah, it was like $3,000, and I was like, okay. I'm 28 years old. Is this rock bottom going to the Justin Bieber concert on my own, getting a photo with all these strangers? So I thought, why don't I buy two VIP tickets the tier down and take a friend? So I'm going to – well, I was planning on shouting one of my friends to the Bieber concert, because last time I went, I bought about $1,000 worth of merch as well.
Yeah.
So I still use.
Are you allowed to take photos in the arena, so you could possibly do a selfie with him on stage and you, like, in, you know, and then it looks like
exactly. The idea would be that my Be Real would go off during the concert, and then I'd get Justin Bieber to hold it, and then, you know, you'd have that forever. Frame that, give it to the grandkids.
Yeah. Now, does he? It's the Bell's palsy. Is that right? Has he got Bell's palsy? Was that his issue?
No, it was just
facial paralysis.
Is the issue? Is that the issue?
Well, that's the issue. But then I think he's just exhausted and worn out. And I'm torn because I love him so much. I can see how draining, you know, a big concert would be in years and years of traveling.
But be honest, though. So for $800, would you be happy if only half his face is working during the concert?
Absolutely.
You prefer that?
Absolutely. I'll take that.
Well, you wouldn't want a $400 discount?
No.
Depends which side you're on.
I'm happy for him to take my full $800 just to see him in the flesh.
So you're not going
to
get a refund? Are you going to get a refund?
I don't know what's happening there. I hope so.
They may have already spent the money, you know. I mean, he lives the high life, doesn't he? Imagine, but he might need money for the treatment for the Bell's palsy as well.
I don't know if it's Bell's palsy. I don't know if we can...
think you're self-diagnosing him.
I know you're...
incorrect.
It's Ramsay Hunt syndrome.
That's the one.
Ramsay Hunt syndrome.
Is that in the same family as the palsy?
I'd have to spend a lot more time medically than my current Googling to answer that correctly.
A quick Google.
Who's Ramsay Hunt? Anyway.
The person who discovered... I actually know this. The person who discovered the syndrome.
They named it after him.
Yes, they often do that.
I was going to ask if they were, are they related to Gordon Ramsay?
Listen, man, that's not information I have. I think that makes your face just swear. So thank you, Lou, and best of luck with your endeavours. Now, Chris from Westmead, you who's the big Bieber fan?
My wife and my daughter.
Yeah, and they had tickets to the concert.
Yeah, I bought tickets a while ago, for them.
How much?
I think it ended up costing me, like, I think $700 a ticket or something.
Oh, and now that money's just in the, it's just out there and it's not going to, yeah. You, are you devastated on their behalf?
In a way, they were looking forward to it. But yeah, when they wake up, they'll find out that it's not happening. So they don't know yet.
Bit of joy in your voice there, Chris. Are you excited about getting the refund?
Sort of, in a way, yeah.
What do you got your eye on, Chris? What are you going to spend the money on?
I'm not sure. I'll probably put it towards a holiday and do something with it anyway.
But we don't even know if they're getting refunds. We're not sure, are we?
No,
we
think you have to approach your ticket tech company and you will.
Approach them.
Approach them.
What, in an alley?
Oi, you, I want my refund.
Half a bottle.
With a knife. Where's my money? But let's make his family happy.
Right,
let's
Chris, they'll wake up sad that they can't go to Justin Bieber, but then they're going to be happy because they got two tickets to Bruno Mars.
Thank you very much.
Bruno Mars. They're free tickets, and it's next weekend. Can they go next weekend, Chris?
Yes, they should be, yes. Yep. I think I'm going to go instead, me and my wife.
Oh, yeah, we'll leave
the date night.
Yeah, beautiful.
The daughter is the...
Chris is gone.
Yeah, big loser in all this, and that's fair enough too.
Yeah, well, we've had so much rain over the last, 48 hours?
In the middle of the day yesterday, it was...
Mate, it was white out.
Yeah. I was trying to... I had to walk from Darling Harbour back to the city. I just had to wait. Couldn't do it.
It was an inundation, and it's... And we were talking yesterday, this time yesterday morning, we had a Sky News meteorologist on who told us that we're going to have to wait till Sunday, I think, for the record, the Sydney rain record to be broken.
Yep.
Well, that was wrong.
Yeah, it was wrong.
Completely wrong.
It was way over, already way over it. And they say Emergency Services Minister said the rain topped the record a few days early, 160-year-old record it was, but Saturday, they're still saying, is likely to be, quote, danger day. For the surrounding areas when the catchments are saturated. So it's minor flooding, they're saying, at the moment, but this could easily go up over the weekend. Bathurst and Gunnedah that could find themselves, you know, with more rain could be an issue.
We need to speak to an expert, mate. You have got some information, but you don't have enough information for me. And,
well, I tried. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I think we go to a song and we come back with an expert.
Okay.
Let's go. Tells us exactly where we're at.
An actual meteorologist.
Yes.
I mean, I tried. And yeah, well, what I got from
enough.
You, well, not good enough. That's the...
We're living through something that has never been lived through before. As far as we know, Sydney broke the rain record for a year yesterday. Incredible situation. But who are we talking to, Ed?
Let's go to the top. Rob Sharp, meteorologist at Sky News. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're okay, mate, but obviously very wet. Rob, can you believe that there's still basically a quarter of the year to go and Sydney has already broken the rain record?
Yeah, it's staggering, isn't it? There's a few other little pockets around the east of the country that are in a similar situation to Sydney as well, up the New South Wales far north coast, but it has been remarkable for Sydneysiders. It's just been so wet. We've had 11 days now with more than 50 millimetres in the gauge in a 24-hour period. It was pretty staggering, actually, yesterday that we actually got to the record. I remember Ali was saying yesterday that we probably weren't going to get there yesterday, and then we did. And looking at the rain totals across Sydney, get this, Sydney City had 91 millimetres since 9 o'clock yesterday, Rose Bay, 5 millimetres, and Bondi, 5. And then further west of the city, around Olympic Park, just 2 millimetres.
Wow.
So it's just this line of wet weather that charged down from the northern beaches through Sydney and down to Cronulla, where we had 91. And that was just this train of rain dumping down on those areas.
Is it end of days? What's happening? Are you? I mean, you've been in the game for quite a while. Do you think this is we're going to go back to normal, or you know, I mean, obviously it's a wild prediction from you, and it's what we're looking for. But is this how long is this going to go for, mate?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to stay pretty wet for the rest of this year, and maybe into the start of next year. And so it's really just. It's due to the climate drivers. We've got La Nina active again, and we've got another little-known climate driver, the southern annular mode, which also really enhances the rainfall around Sydney and surrounding regions as well. And so that's also
the southern annular mode. How do you spell a mode?
The southern annular mode, so M-O-D-E. Yeah, it's an interesting one. Essentially, what's going on with that is you've got the winds that spread around Antarctica. So you've got these really strong westerlies that spin and spin and spin around Antarctica. And sometimes they get a little bit closer to Australia, and sometimes they stay a little bit further away. And so the anticipation is through the rest of this year and into the start of next year, they'll stay a little bit further away from Australia. So there'll be fewer cold fronts for the far south of the country. And that means more dominant easterly winds for Sydney. So we'll see more days with easterlies bringing showers and bringing rain events.
Dude.
And so that's the kind of scenario.
So no summer. So like, let's just say right now I'm thinking about summer. I'm thinking about, you know, what I'm going to do. I'm thinking about holidays. How do people escape the rain? It's going to rain a lot over summer, it sounds like you're saying. If I'm looking ahead to the next lot of school holidays, what am I doing? Where am I going?
Go to Perth.
Yeah, what if I want to enjoy it, what if I want to enjoy myself?
Yeah, there's not a lot to do. It's a long way.
It's pretty hot. It's going to be hotter than usual in Perth as well. So if you don't like the heat, that's not a place to go. So it's either going to be really hot and dry in the west, or you can stay in Sydney and just put up with the rain.
That is fantastic information. I've been doing this a long time. Rob, this is the best meteorology chat I've ever had. Congratulations.
But I'm clinically depressed now, though.
You're clinically depressed? Well, I can't help you. Go to Perth. Who do we sing for, Husey?
We sing for the Wanderers. We love the Wanderers, and they are going to have a great season. CommBank Stadium is going to be going off week after week.
Absolutely right. And the Wanderers are back. It's 3 p.m. These are just great times. At CommBank Stadium on Sunday, 9th of October. The atmosphere is the best in the country. That is just the truth. Love Sydney FC, we do, but the Wanderers are known worldwide for their atmosphere. So,
what are we going to do?
So, we got Gary from Doonside, Kerry from St. Mary, and Max from Wollongong, who are all on the line. And we're talking a family pass here. And how about this? Merch for the whole family as well, because they love to wear the gear at the stadium, and you are going to be decked out.
What do they have to do loud and proud? Can we get them all at once?
Yes.
What do you reckon?
All at once. Hi, Gary. Hi, Kerry. Hi, Max.
Hey.
You're all on air
Morning.
Together. Hi, everybody.
Morning.
Maxie. Ooh, Maxie.
Big fan, Max. You're a big fan, aren't you, buddy?
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, you went a few years ago. How was it, Max, when you went last time?
Oh, mate, I've just told my fiance it's better than anything.
See, it's better than anything.
And she just goes, whatever. Yeah, she needs to come.
She does.
She don't know, mate. She don't know.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. I play the first part of their chant, and then you, Gary, Kerry, and Max do the second part. I will play Who Do We Sing For? And you all chant back, We Sing For Wanderers. And knowing the phone system here, I will hear one of you 15 seconds after we do it. But it's still going to be a lot
though.
Of fun.
Got to be as loud as you can be.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, Nick, you ready? Okay, here we go. Here's the first part. Yeah, perfect. It's exactly how I'd hoped it would go. That's brilliant.
I don't know. When were we meant to do it?
Well, I thought we only had the first half of it, and then they do the second half. Was that
You do the first half, and we'll do the second half.
Was that not passed on?
You do the first half, and we'll do the second half. Right. So we sing for one is what we'll say, and you do the first half. Right. Everyone.
Okay.
Gary, Kerry, Max. After Ed does his bit, we go. We sing for Wanderers. Here
Ready?
We go. Yep.
Who do we sing for?
We sing for Wanderers.
Do you know what? We got one out of three, and we'll take it. Brilliant stuff. Absolutely smooth as silk. We rehearsed this for 3 days. But I tell you where the atmosphere does rule.
Yes, it's CommBank Stadium. It's going to be huge.
You guys got a family pass to see the Wanderers and all the merch you could possibly wear for you and the family. So thank you all. Have a great time.
Woo!
Yeah, you get on you.
Hey, yay. I just don't know if I can believe in love anymore. Yes, there's a lot of dating shows on TV, but there's nothing more solid than Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yep.
Because you can believe country men.
You can.
Because they live on the land and they're honest. And they're soul to the earth characters. Mm-hmm. So when I read the headline this morning that Farmer Wants a Wife's leash revealed shock split from Ben.
No.
I'm like, how could this be? Not Ben and Leash from Farmer Wants a Wife. It only finished on air last week.
Yep.
She's met his family. Oh. She was right in there. She was going to move to the farm earlier. She's completely and utterly devastated. I'm completely heartbroken.
Yep.
Completely heartbroken.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave it my all and fell in love with Ben, his daughter and family, which hurts that little bit extra. So he hasn't just broken up with her. Well, I don't know. You know what I mean? The family gone.
I'll tell you something for free.
What?
Ben said, and this is the bit that got me, we shared so many firsts with one another. The first date, the first come to the farm, which is an odd sentence, and the first kiss.
Yeah, probably the first ride on his tractor, I imagine, as well.
Is that a euphemism?
You know what?
Yep.
But you know what? When you hear the love that I'm about to play to you.
Oh, don't play between them. It's too raw.
No, I'm going to play the love.
I know this is too raw.
And I thought, this is real love.
Too soon, mate.
This is endless love. This is them on the show.
Are you a couple? Is this going to work out?
Yes, no.
I can tell you that. We are very much together and
what a relief.
We very much are in love.
Oh, I had my doubts. I did not know where this was going.
Sorry about that. Can I give him a kiss?
Yes, you can.
She had her doubts, you know.
She had her doubts.
But they were justified, those doubts.
Those doubts were justified.
It's gone absolutely nowhere.
So who's left? Who is still together?
I don't know, mate.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, some of the others.
What about Farmer Rod and Becky from Instagram?
I've no idea. Are they still together?
Absolutely.
Thumbs up on anyone?
Yeah, I just made them up and they're still together.
I'm reeling because I opened the newspaper today and there we are on Confidential. Good friend of ours, personal friend, known him for a long time. Did not know this was happening. Chris Smith weds in secret. Mm. The former rugby player, the current model, the just all round great guy that is Chris Smith has got married. And we did not know about it. Didn't know it was happening.
I can see why you didn't know.
Why wouldn't I know?
Well, because I assume that he thinks you're Team Danny, his former partner.
Oh,
his former partner. So he would think it would be weird. Hughie's best friends with Danny. I don't know
Danny
if Danny
Minogue.
Was there. Yeah, Danny Minogue. I don't know if Danny was there. So you sort of represent that crowd, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I think I can straddle both sides of the fence because they're very amicable and
they are.
They've got a great relationship.
Okay,
it shouldn't have stopped me knowing about the wedding. Have to get an invite, but I need to know about it.
When was the last time you and Chris spent some time, just two guys?
Well, I just texted him now, to be honest. So
is it his number? Are you sure it's his number?
Yeah. It came up blue.
Okay,
that means it's his, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say? So,
I said, mate, can we talk to you on the radio about your wedding? 3 question marks.
Did you say who it was?
Yeah, but I didn't have to because the last text message I sent to him was my name. And I sent that on the 6th I sent that on the 6th of October 2011.
And did he get back to that? And
no,
did he get back to that?
He never got back to he didn't get back to the 2011 text message.
Okay, so you've had the wrong
it's 11 years down the track.
You've had the wrong number for 11 years.
I still believe it's his number. And I will tell you, I will confirm that before the end of the show. But secret weddings, come on. Chris, you and Sarah have been in love for a long time. You've got a couple of
kids
together.
What's her last name? I always get this wrong.
Bouzaliris. Mm. Bouzaliris.
Yep. Bad.
So he is showing off he's at the Everest Carnival Fashion Lunch. It's just all the hot people are there. And he's showing off his diamond sparkler. He's got a diamond sparkler. And he's still getting used to wearing it. So,
is that what he told you via text, or are you reading out of the newspaper? I need to know what's quotes in the newspaper and what's a text from
the direct quote from him, right? This is a direct quote in the newspaper. When your life is pretty much in the public eye from start to finish, it's nice to keep some things private. Smith told Confidential.
That's the bit I like. As a deeply private person.
He also said he cried the whole way through his wedding.
Oh, only losers do that.
You did that.
Oh, whatever. Yeah,
it was weird.
Oh, don't
Why
like...
is he crying? Crying about all he's giving up?
Yeah.
What were you crying about?
I was crying. My girlfriend was crying. It was
your wife wasn't crying. She's like, this is happening. You man up.
It's happening now. You. Okay. Who's...
This is it for you.
This is it for you.
Is that leading you to the gallows?
Stop.
The executioner.
Have a last minute.
It's happening. Deal with it.
Play the organ. Give me the ring. Now shut up.
Pull the lever. Now.
Pull the lever.
Absolutely. Now. Well, we need to talk to people who've had secret weddings, have been involved in secret weddings, or maybe they've experienced a secret wedding. Or a real quiet one, at least.
Yeah, real quiet. My one of my siblings got married at the registry up here in the city next to Central. And you just wait in line as other people get married. And they walk past you. I said, congratulations to this couple. And they were so sheepish. They were so sheepish. They were strangers. I still wonder what their story was.
Well, I imagine it was a visa situation. You know,
there you
so,
go.
I mean, that, a lot of that stuff would happen.
Yeah, absolutely. But, and long may it continue. So,
have we got Bruno Mars tickets for our callers?
We do. Bruno Mars is playing next weekend. Two exclusive shows. Your tickets are at Ticketek, Allianz Stadium, or you can get them with us right now. 131060 lines are open. Did you have a secret wedding? Did you attend a secret wedding? Do we accept eloping? People who got married overseas.
Right now, we'll accept anything wedding related.
Do we accept people who are having a party and then it just turns into a wedding, which people do a lot these days?
I would love to hear about that.
Yeah, okay. Yes. 131060, lines are open. Secret weddings.
Secret weddings. Is it selfish to get married and not tell friends and family? Chris Smith, who I thought was a great mate, he's got married.
But... what did he say? What did he say? Read the quote. This is the bit that I was, okay, I get it now.
When your life is pretty much in the public eye from start to finish, it is nice to keep some things private, Smith told Confidential.
Yep. Best way to keep things private. Tell Confidential.
Yeah, but it's after the fact, mate.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, yeah, that's what happens.
I mean, because the choppers would have turned up, drones. It's very easy to hire a drone now and ruin a wedding by going live on Insta when you strap your iPhone to the drone and then you're up. And then you go, who wants to see the wedding? And then there you go.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
In the history of the world, has there ever been a drone Instagram strapped live streaming of anything ever? Or did you just invent that? Because that doesn't sound like something that's ever taken place.
Sounds like a good idea, though, isn't it?
It's an amazing idea. I'm actually thinking it's actually an incredible idea.
Well, I'm gonna get a drone. They're cheap these days, drones. And, you know, everyone's got an iPhone or your Samsung or whatever.
Yeah. Huawei. That's already feeding data back, so you can... may as well give them some video as well.
Maybe Nokia is a way to reinvigorate their
flagging fortunes. Here is Amanda from Ropes Crossing who had a secret wedding.
Hi, yes, I did about 4 years ago. My husband and I eloped in North Sydney. And the funny part of the story is that we actually hopped onto Airtasker to find two people to be witnesses for us. That's
fantastic.
How private we wanted the ceremony
fantastic.
To be.
How much did you pay them?
I believe it was like $50 or something. Like, it was really cheap.
Now,
and
were they good witnesses? Were they reasonable people?
You know what, they were. And our son at the time, he was 3. And it was at North Sydney on this like little tiny strip of like sand and water with the harbour bridge in the background. It was stunning. But our son, 3 years old, obsessed with water, was trying to run in and out of the water, trying to go swimming. And these beautiful ladies that we had off Airtasker were like so helpful to watch over him while we're trying to, you know, 10 minutes to say our vows.
So have you kept in touch with the witnesses?
No, we hadn't. No, we sort of, after the ceremony, we sort of went to this little playground and they sort of hung around for, 20 minutes while I played at the playground and then that was it. We never saw them again.
Did you do any photos with them?
We do have a few photos with them, yes.
Beautiful.
They took a lot for
great.
Us, but yeah, the celebrant did take a couple of pictures for us with them, so we'll always remember their faces.
You got your money's worth, didn't you?
Absolutely, we did. It was a very cheap wedding, let me tell you.
Why did you keep it so secret?
I just think we're very private people as it is, and we just didn't want a big deal. Our families sort of don't really talk that much, so we're just like, you know what, it's just for us. It's not about anybody else. We'll just go, we'll do it. And then we didn't tell them until like a week later either, so we didn't tell anyone. We sort of just enjoyed it,
And you're a very private person, aren't you?
We are quite private, yes, yes.
That's why you rang us here on the radio. Yeah.
That's why it's lovely to speak to you live on the radio. You're going to Bruno Mars.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Good on you, Amanda. Get a couple of air taskers to look after the kid. Come and conquer your fears with us, and you get $2,000 cash plus 5 tickets to the Everest next Saturday, 15th of October, at Royal Randwick. Visit theraces.com.au to learn more and purchase tickets.
Oh, the Everest is an extraordinary event, and you just got to be there. And one way to get there is to hang out with us, because we are your radio station for the Everest. There's no doubt about that.
That's the truth.
But we're also trying to get people over their fears, because there's fears left, right, and center. And before we speak to a top fear psychologist, can we just have a hear some of the fears that we've already we've heard about this week? Susan, what are you scared of?
Lifts. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. Oh my gosh.
You can't even think about lifts.
Naomi.
Massive lightning came down and hit a house, so it was this huge bang, and I bolted inside and left my kids on the street.
James.
When I see a rabbit, I think of Chucky. They're going to run at me and bite me head off and stab me and attack me.
Mark.
When people scrape their fingernails down a blackboard, that feeling that most people get, that's what cotton wool does to me.
Caroline.
Absolutely petrified of birds and their wings.
That is what Gemma Cribb from Equilibrium Psychology deals with every single day, our clinical psychologist and friend. Good morning, Gemma.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, but we're shocked about how many people have so many different fears. Do you deal with this all the time, Gemma?
It is actually quite common. Anywhere between about 3 and 15% of the population will have some kind of phobia at some point in their life.
And it can be debilitating for people. It makes it hard for them to operate in society.
Sometimes, it depends on the fear. If you've got a fear of snakes, for example, you don't tend to come across that every day unless you're in the country. But for some people with fears of heights or fears of birds, like that lady in your sound clip, that can really limit what you can do.
And so how do you what do you say to people who have, say, a fear of birds? How do you try to get over that?
So there's this process called graded exposure, where basically you expose yourself to small aspects of the fear at a time and build up to facing the real thing. So the lady in the clip said she even got frightened thinking about her fear. So we would have her do that on purpose and then maybe look at photos of the thing that she's afraid of and YouTube clips, and then build up to actually facing, for example, a bird or a flock of birds. And maybe some birds are more scary than others for her. Maybe big pelicans are more scary than little birds or whatever. Okay. So you'd sort of ease yourself into the worst case scenario.
You work your way up to actually meeting the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles, which is a fate no one wants.
Now, facing your fears, though. So people should face their fears eventually.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's a cost-benefit analysis. Depends on your fear. But if your fear is limiting your life, if you're not doing things with friends or family because of that fear, so, you know, lots of people are afraid of spiders and snakes. It's one of the most common fears. And they won't go bushwalking or they won't go camping and they miss out on lots of good things. So if that's you, then, yeah, it is worthwhile facing your fear because it is something that's entirely treatable.
All right. Okay. So, Gemma, stay there for a second because I've got one I don't know if you've come across before. It's time to meet Karina from North Narrabeen. Karina, what are you afraid of?
Mine is feet. I've been married for 6 years and I still wear socks to bed because I just don't like other feet touching mine or sharing my feet in public areas.
So you've never played footsies?
No, not a fan.
Okay. Mm. Now, Gemma, have you ever come across someone with a fear of feet?
Well, it's not the oddest thing I've come across, but never someone with that specific fear.
Okay.
So can you, Karina, meet Gemma. So what questions would you ask Karina, Gemma, about her fear?
So I'd ask things like, when did it start?
That's a good one. When did it start, Karina?
Oh, probably when I was younger and went to swimming lessons at a public pool, I think.
Is it to do with tinea? Were you worried about getting tinea?
Possibly. I was a bit of a germaphobe growing up, so maybe.
So often the whys are a little bit abstract. Most phobias are pretty irrational, so even people who are scared of spiders know deep down that they're probably not going to get bit and nothing bad's going to happen. But the fear response is a different part, comes from a different part of the brain than your rational mind. Right. So most people feel a bit stupid when they talk about their fears because they know that it's not realistic, but they still have this fear response that comes out.
Gemma, do you think it's important for Karina to get over her fear of feet, or she should just live with it? What would you say to her?
It's up to her. If she likes wearing socks to bed, then you go, girl. But if that's something you want to experience in life, you know, wearing thongs and open-toed sandals and, you know, playing footsies with your husband, then sure.
Well, would you like to get over it, Karina?
Oh, look, I think eventually I've started to have children now, so I think I need to lead by example.
Oh, Karina, you're gorgeous. Well done to you, Karina, and thank you to Gemma from Equilibrium Psychology. We're going to start this next week. Hughesy and Erin are going to face two of their biggest fears as we conquer our Everest. Visit theraces.com.au, and you could be joining us. $2,000 cash plus 5 tickets to the Everest at Royal Randwick, and if you're in need of it, of help, go to Equilibrium Psychology with Gemma Hughesy.
Yeah, but you know what? If you want to win $10,000, you got to call now, don't you? Is it Alpha Bucks time?
Yes, get over that fear of phones and answering questions.
In September, we sprung back love. We talked to couples and we tried to reinvigorate their love lives and their relationships. In October, we want to focus on the singles. Mm-hmm. And we spoke to a bloke yesterday, Jake Maddock, who is massive online, is huge on TikTok.
Yeah, a relationship counsellor, a dating coach. He has an enormously high success rate in getting people into what he calls 10 out of 10 relationships.
And he says he works a lot with women in their 40s. They come to him in droves and he helps them out. And he reckons, he says he's got 100% strike rate.
The podcast is out now and I want people to listen to it because you were rocking back in your seat going, yes, yes, as he you were expecting. It was like a religious revival.
Well, I agree with a lot. A lot of what he said, I have said in the past, and you know that.
I know that.
So, and now Lou is one of our producers. You're in today, Lou. You also are an Instagram and a TikTok star yourself. But you, I think, might have a different view to this man. Is that fair to say, Lou?
Yeah, well, because he was saying
we're going to play what he says in a minute. But yeah, so.
Yeah.
Are you referring to him and about what you do on first dates? Is that what you want to refer to? All right, let's hear what Jake has, his attitude and his advice for people going on dates. Now, when you first meet someone and you have the first date, what do you say about how quickly you should sort of escalate the situation?
Yes, if you're talking about intimacy, I think you should trust your gut. So I've coached thousands of people, guys, over the years. About 90% of those people have slept with their ideal partner on the first date. Now, I say you don't have to if you don't want to, but just go with how it feels.
Mm. Yeah,
when you meet your ideal partner, the chemistry should be so good that you want to.
So what he's saying there is that 90% of good relationships started with just straight away, they're into it.
Si, senor. That is what he's saying because he's saying, we got to, and there's no point waiting. And if you don't wait, then you'll end up in a 10 out of 10 relationship. And it was at that point that you took off your shirt and whirled it around your head.
I agree with him. Now, Lou, you don't agree with him. Is that right? Or
no, I have always just sort of been under the impression that something like that for me, I'd prefer to wait until I'm like really certain that there's something special there.
Like, so you've been a waiter over your time.
Definitely been a waiter.
Can we use the term?
You can use the term.
You use the term. It's cuter in your accent.
Okay. Yeah, you don't.
What was
the one with
back,
P?
What do people say? What's your nickname?
Well, and back in New Zealand, I was called Padlock Pants. Which, so, a great nickname, key, you know. Probably won't put it on my LinkedIn or CV, but happy to preach it on the radio.
But you've got to wait for the key and you've got to work for the key.
Correct. Yep. You've got to work for the key. It doesn't come easy, old padlock pants.
Lou, I'm gonna hit you with a home truth right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to get offended, but are you currently in a relationship?
I'm currently single.
Wow.
Oh, so you're saying there's a reason for that, right?
Maybe you missed your 10 out of 10 relationship because you made them wait and they wandered off.
Should have been.
Possibly.
What about tap and go? Instead of padlock pants, it could be tap and go.
All right, let's come up with a new nickname, should we?
Okay.
It might be tap and stay.
Oh, my goodness.
Tap and stay.
Tap and stay. The old tap and stay.
How about this? How long did you not wait if you are with your partner now? How long and before things got hashtag intimate? 13 10 60. Lines are open. We'll reward you, will we not, Husey?
We will, absolutely. You're going to go to see Bruno Mars next weekend at Allianz Stadium. You know what? So this is for people who are in relationships now. So we're going to assume they're good relationships, and we want to find out the average of how long they waited. So we had a dating coach, a relationship expert who claims, and I tend to believe him, that he's got a 10 out of 10 strike rate.
Yeah, he does.
He
yeah.
generally deals with women in their 40s. Mm. He tells them how to go about it, what to look for. There's a podcast that we did with him. That's available on the Listener app, isn't it?
Yes? Yes, it's out now. His name is Jake Maddock. He is absolutely enormous online. And I got to say, man, it was a lot of head nodding from the both of us. It made a lot of sense.
Yeah, and some of it's tough love. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
an example. Yeah, we won't talk. You get to the podcast, but you know, but we want to talk to people.
Yeah,
have they how gone long, yet, early or late?
Yeah, wait. How long did you wait, or how quickly were you intimate, and has it worked out? I.e., you're still together. Belinda from Spring.
Morning.
Oh, hello there. Now, first things first. How are you married, and if so, how long have you been married for?
I have been married for almost 8 years.
Yep, and you're in a happy relationship.
Very happy. The happiest.
Yep. And how long did you wait to get intimate with your now husband?
The day we met.
Do you know what? That is, yeah, I mean, I'm going to applaud.
Where did you meet?
We met at Rose Hill Races.
Now that is the spot.
Goodness,
do you know what
race
I mean?
Day.
Belinda. Oh. Belinda.
That is the...
What happened, Belinda? Did your eyes meet across the mounting yard? What was it?
We were introduced by a mutual friend.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know you thought, I need this man in my life straight away and I'm not going to wait?
It may have been a few of the cruises I had that day that helped it along, but...
You know, they say in vinos veritas, that's what they say, in wine truth.
Oh, well done,
that's
mate.
That's right.
Well, there you go. First day, married, 8 years, couldn't be happier.
Tick.
Couldn't be happier.
Thank you. Yep. Now let's move to Mount Annan and say hello to Talia. Now, Talia, how long have you been with your partner?
I've been with him for 3 years.
All right.
Yep.
And how long did and you're happy?
Yes, yes, we are happy. We, you know, we live together. We have a little fur baby, so all is going well.
Yeah. And how long initially before intimacy, if you know what I mean?
I do. So I actually made him wait 4 months.
Wow.
Yes. So in the past, you know, I kind of did escalate some things quickly. Well, it was kind of like a mutual and I did get hurt by that. Yeah. So I really wanted to make sure that if he was willing to wait, then, you know, I knew that this could be the one for me.
Wow.
And
so
he definitely, yeah.
He was, and he waited, and he was respectful, and, I mean, were you seeing, how often, how many times a week were you seeing this guy in that four-month period?
So, on the weekends, I pretty much went over, so probably in that four-month period, we probably went on a date probably during the week, and then it was the weekend. So.
Were there sleepovers on the weekends?
There was sleepovers.
Oh, no, there was no sleep, was there? There was no sleep.
Yeah, like obviously, you know, some other things could occur, but we definitely, you know, it was in my mindset and he respected that. So, you know, I greatly appreciate that. And yeah, we're in a loving relationship.
This is good stuff. Here we go. We're getting a range of times here. So,
but we're going to get an average though. We've got to come back. We've got to talk to more people and get the average.
13, 10, 60. How long before you were intimate with your current partner. We will reward you.
And you're in a happy relationship.
Yeah, happy relationship. Yeah, key. I tell you what, we are talking on 131060 about how long you waited to be hashtag intimate with your partner because here's the podcast. Our uncut and off-air podcast is out today with...
Jake Maddock, who is a dating coach, relationship expert. He's huge online. Most of his clients are women in their 40s, and he talks them through how to find a man or a woman that will make them happy long term. And one of the things he has said, and he said to us, so let's play what he said again one more time. This is what he had to say. Now, when you first meet someone and then you have the first date, what do you say about how quickly you should sort of escalate the situation?
Yes, if you're talking about intimacy, I think you should trust your gut. So I've coached thousands of people, guys, over the years. About 90% of those people have slept with their ideal partner on the first date. Now, I say you don't have to if you don't want to, but just go with how it feels.
Mm.
Yeah, when you meet your ideal partner, the chemistry should be so good that you want to.
When he says ideal partner, he's talking about people who are in good relationships. So 90% first date, it happened.
Mm.
Now, Lou's one of our producers. Lou, you're anti this sentiment, aren't you?
Yeah, I think waiting, being a ye old padlock pants, is the way to go.
That's your nickname back in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
But Lou, and I did point this out earlier, but I'm going to do it one more time. How's your current relationship going, Lou?
Look, let's not dive into reasons why I'm single. Shall we keep that for me? There's plenty of them.
We're going to get the average in a moment, but let's talk to James. Now, James, how long have you been married?
10 years.
Okay.
Was it a first date situation for you where it all happened?
We waited 3 months.
Yep, 3 months, like a probation period.
Pretty much.
Was that your decision or your partner's decision or mutual?
It was my partner's decision. It was definitely not my decision, but when you know and it's something good to, you know, that you want, then you wait for it.
So. Would you recommend it, James? We've got padlock pants here, Lou. Mm-hmm. She's single. No hope of getting a long-term boyfriend. What are you saying that it's a good idea?
I think when you know, but, you know, you should wait for that special someone. And I met my wife on a dating app.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was on that app for all the wrong reasons, but
I see where you're going with that, James.
Yeah, but hang on.
I'm catching on.
Yeah, but James, being on the app meant you met your current wife or your actual wife. I don't call her a current wife because she'll be your wife forever, but
hopefully.
So, but you knew as soon as you met her in person that she was the one for you.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, so did he waste 3 months, you know?
Yeah, that's very interesting. Now, I'd love us to try and get hold of Maria from Curl Curl again. So yeah, if we could try and get hold of Maria from
Curl
Curl.
Why can't we get hold? She waited 3 hours.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. They met at Opera Bar and they waited a full 3 hours.
Yeah. I think it might have even happened at Opera Bar.
An opera bar.
I mean, that is a great spot.
Well, certainly it would have happened with, there would have been a view of the harbour. Certainly, yeah. I'd imagine people going past on a ferry might have seen something.
A wonderful scenic place.
And they're still together. That's the thing.
Yep.
I don't know why we can't get hold of her.
So, Ellie from Harrington Park. Okay, Ellie, how long have you been with your partner?
Okay, we've been together for 5 years, been married for 3. We hooked up on a Friday night after a kind of, I guess you could say, a blind date. I went out with some group of friends. He was there with his group of friends. We kind of got together. I didn't get home until 8 o'clock the next morning, but nothing happened that night. It was 3 nights later, you know, we kind of got a bit intimate, and then I moved him in that weekend. So,
moved in.
What?
Moved in.
That's quick.
And lived happily ever after.
Hell yeah. I'd waited 10 years for this man, and... when you know it, you just know it.
I always hear that. I always hear
on,
when
Lou.
You know, you know.
Lou, you could be at Opera Bar by 9:15 this morning.
All right, I'm off.
Can I say my wife? I'm going to share story here. My wife said she knew. She knew straight away. So
did she?
Yeah.
In that bar when you first met, even though you thought she liked your mate.
Yeah, I didn't know, but she. Well, I didn't know she knew, but she knew. She knew.
Wow. She had eyes for you.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest here. I know she's a school teacher and she doesn't like me sharing intimate details of our lives, but we were second date.
That's a really lovely story.
Mm. What did you do on the second date? Not that part.
Yeah, go.
Where you went.
Yeah. What did you do? What was the event?
Can't remember.
I can't remember. I know the first date we went to IMAX.
Yep.
And we had to wear these huge 3D goggles.
You couldn't kiss her.
Very cute.
Yeah. We had a pasta meal as well. But it was just there was a kiss that night, but the second date it was all happening. But I can't remember what we did in the lead up to it.
Can I get an
Very
average?
Very memorable.
Okay, Lou.
Yep.
We've had a number of calls here. May I please have an average?
Okay, so it seems that...
This is exciting.
Everyone is a padlock pants because the average is 54 days.
Oh, what?
Yeah. There's a lot of padlock pants out there. 54 days.
Almost 2 months?
Yep.
Crazy.
Good mess.
Well, good luck if you hook up with someone now. Hopefully by Christmas, you might be able to get some intimacy brewing.
Good Christmas present.